folks. We're back in session. All four of us.
I second the motion.
Okay. Health and Human So Well, he's not here. All right, Carol. Carol.
Oh, no.
You have a really, really, really short report?
Oh, yeah, I got my mouth full.
All right, I'll do a report. Capital plan review.
We have a motion.
No, you did your motions. Which one came off? PDEC came off.
You're right.
All right, capital plan review. Matt, we will meet again. I'm sure there was something else. And again and again. We're going to turn into a standing committee, not a special committee. Any questions? Okay. Carol.
Okay.
Facilities and Infrastructure Committee.
Yes, Facilities and Infrastructure has having a grand opening of the new state-of-the-art solid waste recycling center on October 7th.
Okay, so tell us about that in September.
So,
anything else?
Put it on your calendars. We have a meeting tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. in the courthouse, I believe, to do our program review. Look at those, and there's a schedule available for that. And then we have our regular meeting Friday, September 2nd at 9:30. And the only other thing that we heard that people should just know about is we did have an update on the Pine Tree Road project, which that's the pedestrian path and the bridge. Staff has been looking at various routes for the pedestrian path and discussing it with the neighbors. The public should just know that designing anything is a long, involved process. This is not taking inordinately long, but we're still looking at the routing. The items they're looking at or the three possible routings of that path that will be posted on the website, the highway website. So that's an update there.
Any questions? And I hope we don't make any promises. So. I'm sorry, about for capital plan review, I really do need to say something else in public, which is that Judge Mulvey and I met about the timing of moving both our chambers and our offices and COFA, and he agreed that the COFA move can be accomplished by the end of March next year, end of March 2012, which now we aren't going to quite make, I'm pretty sure, but... And that the legislature can stay here until the end of December 2012. We need to move out by the beginning of 2013. That is a year later than we originally were told. That is a significant gesture. I've put that in a letter with him. Our understanding is in a letter that he has accepted, and so that is the working agreement. That we have an extra year to be in this chambers and figure it out from there. So, Government Operations Committee, Mike Lane, Chair.
Government Operations will meet again on Thursday at 9:30.
Thank you, Mike. Planning, Development, Environmental Quality Committee, Pam Maxey, Chair.
Well, I am going to put off my report on the Planning Committee meeting until the next meeting. Of the legislature. So I would like to move Resolution K, authorizing the Municipal Electric and Gas Alliance, MEGA, to bid for gas and electric on behalf of the county and authorizing the inclusion of all political subdivisions and districts within the state to participate. And I so move.
Is there a Jim second that? A couple people pulled it off. Pam, go ahead.
Yes, I would just like to... explain a little bit. I'm sure that we'll have many explanations besides mine. But this is authorizing MEGA to bid for this. It is not in any way committing the county to accepting the kind of power that we will be using. It's a process that a bidding process that we has to be gone through every few years. And since MEGA was started here in Tompkins County, it's always brought back here because we have that kind of connection. But I just want to make clear that we are not authorizing any future decision on the kind of power that we will be using in this process.
Thank you. And there's information on the left side of your red folder about MEGA. Did I see Dooley and then Carol? Dooley?
I asked to have this pulled because I wanted to vote no. I did not want to vote no on all the consent resolutions. And the reason I want to vote no is pretty straightforward. It's true that MEGA did begin in Tompkins County, and back then, 14 years ago or so, it seemed really sensible to try to aggregate individual residential consumer demand to try to get lower prices for electricity and gas, rather the way one can go into the market for drugs and get better prices if you have a large quantity of drugs you're buying. So I supported it then. I did not have the foresight to realize that what would come back as the cheapest energy would also be the dirtiest energy. And it's true that it comes back to the county to authorize MEGA going out for bids. And the bid specs, we did get them to add renewables options in the past, and that's good. But I have been uncomfortable for quite a while and realize that my discomfort is because we have a county comprehensive plan which recognizes the threat of global warming, increased greenhouse gas emissions. We take seriously our contributions to that problem and want to diminish them, and we have various plans to address that. And it seems really wrong for our county's name to be attached to this solicitation of bids, which includes cheap electricity, which is by definition dirty electricity at this point. So there are plenty of other counties who would be glad, I think, to issue the bid, and it does. If we do not issue it, it does not mean we cannot take advantage of what they come up with. If there's a renewable option that appeals to us, we can make use of that. We can also seek other renewables. We're always free to do that. But to have our name attached to this to solicit bids for something that is a dirty energy option just does not feel right to me. That's why I will vote no on this resolution tonight.
Carol. Yeah, I had big reservations about this in committee and asked a lot of questions. And I have subsequently had long conversations on the phone with both Gordon
Boyd
and Stu Stein. And I will support it now, but I want to tell you about my concerns and also about why I think we ought to keep it because of these concerns. Tompkins County was in the forefront in putting this together and coming out to what is now a purchasing block of 129 entities. I think it was 29 counties and 100 other entities with their purchasing power to say we want to do something together. And they, you know, and it stayed in the forefront in being the ones who can coordinate. And I think that gives us a certain standing with the board. Gordon is retained by the board to deliver their aims and their program. And I think that our committee, I had two concerns about the way in which the process is bid, or the way in which the aims are not built into the bid process. That would make use of the purchasing power of this block to further some of the aims of both renewable energy, come back to us with bids. When you bid this to all these companies, 129 people, all other things being equal, we will pick the company that includes in that same price bid the biggest percentage of renewables, or all other things being equal, when that bid comes back, we'll pick the company that has the percentage of cleaner fuel. The particular company they're using, Integris, is above, you know, worse than the state average, and I don't like that. But that's not up to Gordon. His charge is come back with the cheapest price. And my long conversation with Stu was kind of the first that he'd really thought about, I think. Is this purchasing block something that could achieve that? Could the board take this back and figure out, on their own time, we're approving 5 years now that could be renewed for a year or two after that. What are ways, if Tompkins County asked them at some point over the next few years, let them have the contract now or continue the arrangement now, but start to let them know that this is important to us and we think that it should be important to them as a board to move this forefront organization into new realms. If they keep coming back to us and make us individually decide, each one by ourselves, here's the price for the dirty power and here's the price for the cleaner power, we'll individually, especially with budget pressures, have to keep picking the cheaper price. But if we go as a block, and if the board of Mega figures out, and it's, anyway, and I think that they made the good case back that that maybe is something to think about for the future, that they can't do it on this time frame, and that that the whole bidding process is much, much more complicated. It's not just a simple bid. So I'm willing to stick with them for now, but certainly the next time this came around, I wouldn't be, and I hope we'd have them back for conversations about this.
Brian.
Just keeping with the theme of renewable energy, I just wanted to point out that Jim bought the pizza, so if anybody wants to give him some money for that.
Thank God for that. All right, thank you. Are we ready to vote on K? All in favor, please raise your hand. We're voting on K. 12 opposed. 1, 2, 3. That passes 12-3. Pam, your next one.
Resolution V, making a negative declaration of environmental significance in relation to resolution number W of 2011, authorizing a contract with the Tompkins County Soil and Water Conservation District to implement flood hazard mitigation program projects. And I so move.
And Dooley seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
That's unanimous.
On a roll. Resolution W, authorizing a contract with the Tompkins County Soil and Water Conservation District to implement flood hazard mitigation program projects.
Carol seconds. All in favor? Discussion? All in favor? Please raise your hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's unanimous. Pam, you're going to do all the resolutions from now on. All right. Anything else for planning?
That's it. We will meet soon in a couple of weeks.
All right. I did jump right over Health and Human Services Committee. Frank Proto, chair. Sorry, Frank, because you didn't have any resolutions.
That's all right. I just want to report that the committee has met twice regarding normal business, but we also got into doing the impact statements provided in 2010 for the 2011 budget. At the meeting on the 10th, we heard from Patricia Carey. Food stamps and the access to them has increased dramatically. The numbers in DSS are up. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. In the interest of time, I'm not going to go into that. However, the Medicaid update that she gave us was really an eye-opener. There's really a concern that the contracts that we had with the private side are we could be really hurting. And it was brought home when we did the budget reviews on the 15th yesterday for the various departments, not the budget reviews, but the impact statements. If we lose 1% of Medicaid funding from the feds, we could be hurting big time. I think we had one of the programs, the number was so large that there were no numbers included. There were X's included. Is that right, Joe?
Didn't fit the column. It was Medicaid. Didn't fit the column. It was so large, yes.
So I just wanted to alert you to that. In addition to the various departments, we did get into the agencies and reviewed them. A number of them are concerned about the drawback in the state aid, as are some of our departments. We heard from COFA and we heard from Youth Services that there are some programs that are just not going to exist this time around because the funding's been pulled. And unless we're going to step up and support them at our level, they're just not going to happen. Some of them were mid-year cuts because the state has implemented some of the cuts in July of this year, and we've already ceased the programs. The next committee meeting is the 14th, September 14th, to the... I think the cheering of the committee, I don't have anything planned between now and the end of the month for Health and Human Services. If any of you had a burning desire to attend one, get some rest.
Any questions for Frank? All right, thank you. Planning, Budget, Capital, and Personnel Committee, Jim Dennis, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let me move yellow resolution X that was in your folder, completely yellow. Budget adjustment and appropriation of unspent funds under Public Safety Committee and under Facilities and Infrastructure Committee from 2010 to various accounts. And I'm
is that a second? Kathy seconds. Jim, I think you have yellow because he's been moved. You're the committee chair. Everybody else's is not yellow.
unless you're an armadillo or...
Only the committee chair has the yellow. Okay.
Oh,
any questions?
I'm so sorry.
Any questions about Resolution X?
Short
discussions. Short roll call.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Pryor?
Yes. Would anyone wish to be recorded as no? That's unanimous. Anything else, Jim?
Yes, the next meeting is September 6th at 5 p.m. Rather than have the meeting Monday... September 6th at 5 p.m. prior to the legislature meeting. And also, you'll be call your attention to the attractive September and October potential EBC committee meetings. And if you look at them, there are four in September, six in October. And, if need be, where there are other days that we can fill in. But that's the potential schedule right now.
It says final. I have to say...
Final potential.
As of yesterday...
Come on.
Well, as of yesterday, this energy work group scheduled its meetings, and one is a conflict with one of these. I don't know if...
Well, we didn't take that into consideration because the meeting was secret and we didn't really know about it.
Ouch.
Hey, that no skin off my door. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so is this final or not final?
Well, it's final until somebody puts up a substitute resolution. We'll temporarily make it the final.
Pat.
I just wanted to point out, I had made note on the meeting wizard when I set my news that the 24th, that the fourth Monday is always the broadband meeting. We changed the time of ours in August to accommodate a meeting, but it's also been scheduled during our meeting in September.
September 20th, the fourth Monday, says is the 26th.
Oh, I'm sorry, October. I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeah, we changed the broadband time to accommodate the community forum, but on October 24th, that's also a broadband committee meeting.
And that starts at 5 or 5:30?
It starts 5:30 to 7.
Okay. All right, tell everybody, please let Michelle, who's crying over here, know anything else we missed.
She's laughing. She's
And let me just say one more thing, and I don't know if it got said during the COVID discussion or not, but it was so long ago and maybe someone said it. I frankly appreciate the work Joe, Orell, all the people did to come up with all the information that we needed or had to try to decide this issue. So, and obviously it's going to continue, but Joe, Orell, and others were doing this work while they were also meeting. Joe was meeting with all the departments to talk about their budgets, and you know, it was a good job by everyone, and I appreciate that, and I know the rest of you do also. So that concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Jim. Public Safety Committee, Peter Stein, Chair.
Yeah, I have something pretty exciting to report. The next meeting of the Public Safety Committee will be on September 6th, the day after Labor Day.
Time?
That completes my report.
What time?
3:30.
Because that's legislature meeting, too. Okay. 3:30. All right. Thank you. Workforce Diversity and Inclusion Committee. Leslie McBean, Claiborne Chair.
Oh, I have a lot to talk about. People were predicting 1 o'clock, midnight, so hold on. WDIC met on July 27th. One of the things that we talked about and we will be doing is hosting community conversations. The New York Council for the Humanities, I sort of alluded to this at our last meeting, is inviting communities to host community conversations about 9/11 and service. This is the 10th year since the tragedy of 9/11. And so as a group, we thought that it would be something that we should do because there's so much around issues of diversity and inclusion relative to 9/11. And so there's a subgroup that has been planning for this. And I think it was brought to department heads meeting. Department heads are aware. And look out for more information to come. We will be having or hosting a community conversation around this. There's a whole kit on how to do it and so on and so forth. As a matter of fact, the subject for the start of the discussion is on some mental effects of the earthquake. They're using an earthquake story to sort of get people talking. So we're looking to do something that really helps people to process some of what's been going on since that tragic day for them. I don't know if this is... Maybe I'm looking to Joe because I'm not sure. The new positions, personnel...
You know, I was going to put that in my report, and I didn't, but it's important.
It's important.
It's the information aid position that you've been talking about for some time.
Yes. So I will... we're excited at WDSC. You know that I'm thoroughly excited. I'm almost in tears. So I'll let you talk a little bit about it and what it is.
It's an entry-level clerical position that is not subject to a civil service test, and it has minimum qualifications that will make it a good portal into the county organization. It is a position that I'm familiar with. It was put in place in Onondaga County some time ago, and again, it was a great first rung on a career ladder for a lot of people in government there. One of the beauties of the position is subsequent tests for higher-level clerical positions can be taken promotionally as opposed to competitive, which really helps get somebody incorporated into the organization. So really, WDIC was an impetus for this. Steve Estes and Anita did a great job in working it through civil service. It's been approved. It's available. And we are talking to department heads now about this being an important position that they might think about including in their budgets in the future. Could actually save them money. It is an entry-level position, so you can actually save money in these constrained times. So it's, I think it's a real important breakthrough.
So, Joe, you mean this is a new position category we've
yes.
gotten approved?
Yes, it's a whole new title. It's a whole new title.
And it's entry-level, and you said what, there's no civil service test for it? Is that
what
you
correct.
Said?
That's correct. So we can hire people basically off the streets based on resume, character, whatever other skills they can bring to the position. And again, that's the first step. But as they stay with the county, they can take their next test promotionally. So it's similar in some respects to a project assistant, although it has more permanence. It pays benefits. And again, I think it's a stronger rung on the ladder to upward mobility here.
Okay, thank you. And unless anybody thinks that we're running out and hiring folks, there are no positions available. This is just the position category that allows and gives us another opening to try to reach more of a diverse population of people that the civil service exam tend to be a barrier to. So I do want to thank Steve and Anita for the amazing work that they did over the years in trying to make this a reality. So we're excited about it. I'm trying to think of several more things I can talk about because we still got time. But
well, Joe has money on 10:30 being our German time. So
I
what's it worth to you, Joe?
I can't think of anything else except we will be meeting on the 24th. And some of what we'll be talking about, aside from the community conversation, Joe mentioned the new online application process, which is great, but there'll still be a person available in case people have questions, so you're not just lost in the online maze. Also talking about civil service support, which is an ongoing goal of WDIC. How do we as a county support people who have to take those civil service exams in a way that's meaningful, not just with test prep, but other support around that. So there'll be more conversation in there. And that's my report.
Thank you, Leslie. And I've been informed that there's a community ceremony
yes.
September 11th, starting at 8:30 on Green Fire Station
at
on
the
Green
fire street.
Street.
Yes. Every year the fire department does something. This year it's an even bigger event. All three of the presidents of our higher institutions of learning here, Cornell, TC3, and Ithaca College will be speaking at the event, as well as members of our community who are law enforcement and our public safety community who were involved in some of the rescue efforts down there, and people whose lives were directly impacted because of loss of relatives will be also speaking in that event. So I encourage all of you to please come out. I try to go every year. I encourage you to please come out. 8:30 to 9:30, I think, the fire department on Green Street.
Thank you.
All right. Any questions? Is there a motion on the minutes of August 2nd, 2011? Frank moves. Seconded by Pat.
It's
any
awesome.
Comments? All in favor of the minutes? Please raise your hand. You know, I know you're tired, folks, but I need 8 hands on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Opposed? They pass 12 to 3. Motion to adjourn.
Move it.
All in favor? Thank you all for a very important meeting.
I so need it.
See you soon.